First Kings 1. Now King David was old, advanced in age, and they covered him with garments, but he could not keep warm. So his servants said to him, "Have them search for a young virgin for my lord the king, and have her attend the king, and become his nurse, and have her lie on your chest, so that my lord the king may keep warm." So they searched for a beautiful girl throughout the territory of Israel, and found Abishag, the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The girl was very beautiful, and she became the king's nurse and served him, but the king did not become intimate with her. Now Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, "I will be king." So he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen with 50 men to run before him. And his father had never rebuked him at any time by asking, "Why have you done so?" And he was also a very handsome man, and he was born after Absalom. Now he had conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar the priest, and they allied themselves with Adonijah. But Zadok the priest, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, Nathan the prophet, Shimei, Rei, and the mighty men who belonged to David were not with Adonijah. Adonijah sacrificed sheep, oxen, and fattened steers by the stone of Zoheleth, which is beside En-Rogel, and he invited all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But he did not invite Nathan the prophet, Benaiah, the mighty men, or his brother Solomon. Then Nathan spoke to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, "Have you not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, has become king, and David our lord does not know it? So now come, please let me give you advice, and save your life and the life of your son Solomon. Go at once to King David, and say to him, 'Have you not, my lord the king, sworn to your servant, saying, Solomon your son certainly shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne? Why then has Adonijah become king? Behold, while you are still speaking with the king, I will come in after you and confirm your words.' So Bathsheba entered to the king in the bedroom. Now the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite was serving the king. Then Bathsheba bowed and prostrated herself before the king. And the king said, 'What is on your mind?' So she said to him, 'My lord, you yourself swore to your servant by the Lord your God, saying, Your son Solomon certainly shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne. But now, behold, Adonijah is king. And now, my lord the king, you do not know about it. He has sacrificed oxen and fattened steers and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the sons of the king, Abiathar the priest, and Joab the commander of the army, but he has not invited Solomon your servant. And as for you, my lord the king, the eyes of all Israel are upon you, to announce to them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise, it will come about, as soon as my lord the king lies down with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon will be considered offenders." And behold, while she was still speaking with the king, Nathan the prophet came in. They informed the king, saying, "Nathan the prophet is here." And when he came into the king's presence, he prostrated himself before the king with his face to the ground. Then Nathan said, "My lord the king, have you yourself said, 'Adonijah shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne?' For he has gone down today and has sacrificed oxen and fattened steers and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the king's sons, the commanders of the army, and Abiathar the priest. And behold, they are eating and drinking in his presence. And they say, 'Long live King Adonijah!' But me, even me, your servant, Zadok the priest, Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and your servant Solomon, he has not invited. Has this thing been done by my lord the king? And you have not let your servants know who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him?" Then King David responded, saying, "Summon Bathsheba to me." And she came into the king's presence, and stood before the king. Then the king vowed, and said, "As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my life from all distress, certainly as I vowed to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, saying, Your son Solomon certainly shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne in my place. I will indeed do so this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the ground, and prostrated herself before the king, and said, May my lord King David live forever. Then King David said, Summon to me Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. And they came into the king's presence. And the king said to them, Take with you the servants of your lord, and have my son Solomon ride on my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. And have Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him there as king over Israel, and blow the trumpet, and say, Long live King Solomon! Then you shall come up after him, and he shall come and sit on my throne, and he shall be king in my place, for I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and Judah. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king and said, Amen. May the Lord, the God of my lord the king, say the same. Just as the Lord has been with my lord the king, so may he be with Solomon, and make his throne greater than the throne of my lord the king David. So Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, went down and had Solomon ride on King David's mule, and brought him to Gihon. And Zadok the priest then took the horn of oil from the tent and anointed Solomon. Then they blew the trumpet, and all the people said, Long live King Solomon! And all the people went up after him. And the people were playing on flutes and rejoicing with great joy, so that the earth shook at their noise. Now Adonijah and all the guests who were with him heard this as they finished eating. When Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, Why is the city making such an uproar? While he was still speaking, behold, Jonathan, the son of Abiathar the priest, came. Then Adonijah said, Come in, for you are a valiant man, and you bring good news. But Jonathan replied to Adonijah, On the contrary, our lord King David has made Solomon king. The king has also sent with him Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and they have mounted him on the king's mule. Furthermore, Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed him king in Gihon, and they have come up from there rejoicing, so that the city is going wild. This is the noise which you have heard. Besides, Solomon has even taken his seat on the throne of the kingdom. Moreover, the king's servants came to bless our lord King David, saying, May your God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and his throne greater than your throne. And the king bowed himself on the bed. The king has also said this, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has granted one to sit on my throne today, while my own eyes see it. Then all the guests of Adonijah trembled, and got up, and each went on his way. Adonijah was also afraid of Solomon, and he got up, and went and took hold of the horns of the altar. Now it was reported to Solomon, saying, Behold, Adonijah is afraid of King Solomon. For behold, he has taken hold of the horns of the altar, saying, May King Solomon swear to me today that he will not put his servant to death with the sword. And Solomon said, If he is a worthy man, not one of his hairs will fall to the ground. But if wickedness is found in him, he will die. So King Solomon sent men, and they brought him down from the altar. And he came and prostrated himself before King Solomon. And Solomon said to him, Go to your house. Luke 21. Now he looked up and saw the wealthy putting their gifts into the temple treasury, and he saw a poor widow putting in 2 lepta coins. And he said, Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all of them, for they all contributed to the offering from their surplus, but she, from her poverty, put in all that she had to live on. And while some were talking about the temple, that it was decorated with beautiful stones and vowed gifts, He said, "As for these things which you are observing, the days will come when there will not be left one stone upon another, which will not be torn down." They asked him questions, saying, "Teacher, when therefore will these things happen? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "See to it that you are not misled. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and revolts, do not be alarmed, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he continued by saying to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be massive earthquakes, and in various places plagues and famines, and there will be terrible sights and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, turning you over to the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors on account of my name. It will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. So make up your minds not to prepare beforehand to defend yourselves, for I will provide you eloquence and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to oppose or refute. But you will be betrayed even by parents, brothers and sisters, other relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by all people because of my name, and yet not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance you will gain your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then recognize that her desolation is near. Then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains, and those who are on the inside of the city must leave, and those who are in the country must not enter the city, because these are days of punishment, so that all things which have been written will be fulfilled. Woe to those women who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress upon the land and wrath to this people, and they will fall by the edge of the sword and will be led captive into all the nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress among nations. In perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting from fear and the expectation of things that are coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." And he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they put forth leaves, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. So you too, when you see these things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But be on your guard, so that your hearts will not be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that this day will not come on you suddenly, like a trap, for it will come upon those who live in the face of all the earth. But stay alert at all times, praying that you will have the strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man." Now, during the day, he was teaching in the temple, but at evening he would go out and spend the night on the mountain that is called Olivet. And all the people would get up very early in the morning to come to him in the temple to listen to him. 1 John 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and follow his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. who is the one who overcomes the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not with water only, but with the water and with the blood. It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. If we receive testimony of people, the testimony of God is greater. For the testimony of God is this, that he testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has the life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. If anyone sees his brother or sister committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will, for him, give life to those who commit sin not leading to death. There is sin leading to death. I am not saying that he should ask about that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not leading to death. We know that one who has been born of God sins, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come, and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. Proverbs 23:13-25. Do not withhold discipline from a child. Though you strike him with the rod, he will not die. You shall strike him with the rod, and rescue his soul from Sheol. My son, if your heart is wise, my own heart also will be glad, and my innermost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but live in the fear of the Lord always. Certainly there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and direct your heart in the way. Do not be with heavy drinkers of wine, or with gluttonous eaters of meat, for the heavy drinker and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe one with rags. Listen to your father, who fathered you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy truth, and do not sell it. Get wisdom, instruction, and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who fathers a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her rejoice who gave birth to you. Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but remains forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time and forever. For the scepter of wickedness will not rest upon the land of the righteous, so that the righteous will not extend their hands to do wrong. Do good, Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But as for those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them away with those who practice injustice. Peace be upon Israel.